These savage islands were sought out by a handful of humans looking for God and refuge, and by wild creatures in search of shelter and food. My name is Owen Warner, and I've spent my life travelling the length of Ireland in search of its precious wild places and the elusive animals that make them their home.
And there you go. That is a little bit of episode one of Wild Islands. It airs at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, 23rd of April on RTE1 and RTE Player. And it is, as described there by the presenter, an exploration and a demonstration of the amazing wildlife that we have off the coast, particularly the coast, the west coast indeed, of our county and our country. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Domenico Pontillo, who is principal cameraman based in the Maharees here in Kerry for Wild Island, the nature series. Domenico, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Hey, Jerry. How's it going? Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Listen, look, tell me about how you got involved with this. You're involved in this, obviously, for a number of years. I've seen a large part of the first episode. It's amazing camera work, I have to say that first and foremost.
Great. Well, thanks a million. I'm delighted you enjoyed it. Yeah, I've been doing this for years, and I do a lot of work with a company called Crossing the Line Productions based in Mayo, and we've just been making a lot of films about Irish wildlife over the years. We did a film called Wild Ireland years ago, and we did another one on the Shannon, and yeah, so we do a lot of stuff on the West Coast, and in this particular film we're looking at the islands of the West Coast and the North Coast actually, and checking out the wildlife along those shores.
So does Kerry feature heavily?
Yeah, so episode 3 is Kerry, so look out for that one. I think that's the 7th of May, and it starts off where I live, which is the Maharees. And so it's amazing. I mean, you could nearly do the whole film in Kerry, to be honest. You just have to get away from it because there's so much going on here, you know. So we filmed off the islands here. We filmed Arctic terns, humpback whales, fin whales, skates and rays, you know, the seals and the blaskets, the red deer and the blaskets, down to the skelligs and the different birds there. So it's amazing, like.
Yeah. It's so dramatic. And look, how do you manage to do it, Domenico? How do you get the insight, the camera work, the interaction with the wildlife and the amazing scenes? There was the first series is in a forest, close up looking at a red stoat, a hard enough animal to see at the best of times.
Yeah, really, that was an amazing shoot actually, and it worked out really well. So we found a little stoat then, and we knew the stoat was going to keep coming back to it, so we set up hides, you know, and we have super slow motion cameras. And you just spend the whole day, you spend days and days just waiting and just triggering the camera whenever you see a little bit of action. But the stoat was brilliant because she was so active bringing back food to her young. And she must have brought in, you know, I think one day I counted like 17 prey that she just kept coming back with. So that was actually a dream shoot. Usually it doesn't work like that. Usually you're waiting a lot longer. You know, things don't work out. The weather is bad, but everything worked out really well for that.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite shoots, actually.
What you're seeing, I suppose, on the screen, it represents hours and hours and hours of waiting and watching.
Yeah, exactly. And in the end, it takes about 2 to 3 years to make. Every nature film takes that long. You need to give yourself a lot of time to kind of try it the first time, you know, get something, come back again and try again. And especially in Ireland, it's harder because the weather is so difficult to predict.
Yeah.
So the good light and all that kind of stuff that you see in the film, you have to wait a long time to get all that, but it's really rewarding because you can't beat the light in Ireland, like, you know, the long evenings, the long mornings and that beautiful light. So when you get it, it's amazing, like, you know, but you just have to spend a lot of time doing it.
It represents it on the screen. It represents it on the screen, that's for sure.
Hopefully people like it.
How much of an inspiration is the Maharees to your work?
Oh, it's amazing. I've been living here for years now, and just to be on the edge, like, you know, here on the water, looking out at the islands and Brandon Bay and the Brandon, you know, you're just in the elements every day. You know, there's a lovely community here as well. Like, and yeah, I do a lot of work around here and around Dingle and the Blaskets. Every year I'm going to the Blaskets and the Skelligs, like, you know, doing something or other. It's brilliant to be down here. I was living in Dublin for a long time, and I always wanted to come back home. And finally
we got back to do it. Look, there's a message here as well. You're obviously, and you notice, you see things, how things change out there on the sea, or with animal populations, wildlife populations. The feature on the stoat was talking about the lack of habitat that stoats used to inhabit in this country. Is there a message there? Do these programs, do you think, help get that message? We need to preserve what we have and try and reverse some of the declines.
Absolutely. So Ireland has had a huge loss of habitat, and a lot of animals are up extinct. So yeah, it's so important for people to just be aware of that and just protect what we have. And it's just the beauty and the nature that we have here, and just to look after it and look after the animals that are here with us, and just, you know, listen. You know, there's so many experts in Ireland now just doing brilliant work, and just kind of follow what they're saying, and just follow the message.
Yeah, and Dominic, do you think we have more of an appreciation for even just our own stretch of roadway or our own local area? Throughout the pandemic, people kind of got out and connected a lot more with nature, and one of the things that came out of it was, I suppose, the noticing what local biodiversity is in your own area.
I think so, and we did it as well. Like, we were still able to work during that time, but it was a lot quieter, and we were able to just kind of stop and watch and see what we have around us, and especially here in Kerry, like, you're not far from all this wildlife and nature, and you can just get out there and see it. And even back then, it was only, 2.5 kilometers or 5 kilometers maximum, and you could get out and just see so much. And I think a lot of people really appreciated it, and got in touch with nature at that time. Yeah.
Well, listen, look, it's very interesting watching. If episode one is anything to go by, episode 3 on the 7th of May will be heavily featuring Kerry. Dominica, look, thanks a million. Well done again. And we look forward to watching it on Sunday evening.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.